whenever a man dies, if he dies loving God, he'll love God forever. He'll enjoy being around him. You know, people that don't enjoy being around God's people, don't enjoy God's word, they wouldn't be happy in heaven if they got there. So the only place left is hell. It's the dump heap of the universe. That's what it is. Dump heap of the universe. It's where those that are filthy and refuse to be made clean by the blood of the Lamb will finally be dumped. Be there forever. All right, any questions as we go along? It's called a lake of fire. It's called a lake of fire. Oh, it's called a horrible tempest, a horrible storm. Is it a real lake of fire? I'm in fine place, so yeah. But if it's figurative language, it's got to be something worse than a lake of fire. A horrible tempest, a horrible storm. Can you imagine a storm in hell? Be a storm inside and outside. People who refuse the quietness and peace that comes through faith in Jesus Christ will finally just have an eternal storm. Hell is referred to as a bottomless pit. Now you try to get a hold of that if you can. How can you have a pit without a bottom? Here's a pit that's 100 miles deep or 1,000,000 miles deep. But then you talk about a bottomless pit, an abyss. Try to get hold of it. Think of a pit without a bottom. Can you get hold of that? I can't. I'll tell you what comes to my mind. I about the best I can do in my finite way is that when one is lost and cast off forever, there is no chance. There is a sinking down and down and down forever, which means that people that are in hell are lost, irrevocably lost. No way to rise. They've gone over the rapids. Never to come up again. Say, well, no, I don't know whether all this is just a letter all our figurative. I don't worry a whole lot. It's bad no matter how you take it. Isn't it?
Amen.
You have in the scriptures a contrast of these two places. And I cannot comprehend it. It's a place of outer darkness. Darkness. I'll tell you, Carl's, how many of you gone to Carlsbad Caverns? Have you been down in those caverns? All right, you know what I'm talking about. I took my family down in that cavern, and after you've made the descent of what seems to be about a mile, I think the guide will tell you, if you just stand still now and be quiet, we're going to turn out the lights. And I have never been in such darkness as I was in. And the guide had said, please be quiet, don't say a word. That was hard. I wanted to preach for that. Oh, I did. It was just so hard. I just wanted to tell them, look, friend, this is a feeble illustration of what it's going to be like to be without God eternally. Blackness. You know, it's talked about over in Jude. Blackness of darkness forever. You know, in Egypt, it's talking about darkness that could be felt. I tell you, I think I could just about cut that darkness and made all kinds of black objects out of it. It was a darkness I can never forget, and I wanted to preach. Hell's a place of punishment. The scriptures are plain on that. A place of punishment. It's a place of pain. That's page 217, if you'd like to get back there. It's a place of pain. You said, well, will it be real pain? Yes, I think in every way that a person can suffer. There are different kinds of pain that you and I can suffer right now. If I were to cut this finger, it would have pain. A toothache, do you ever have toothache? I never saw a picture of one, but I have toothache, but I know it's real. I know a fellow that said one time that I'm going to have my teeth pulled out, and when I do, I'm going to put them in a dish of molasses and just watch them ache. And you got not his mouth. He just said, I'm just going to put them in some molasses. You know, if you have a sensitive tooth, something sweet may be painful. He said, I'm just going to just put them there and watch them ache. But some sort of pain. Sometimes it may be mental anguish, which is far greater than zero. What makes prison so bad? One thing. It is memory of lost opportunities. Memories of what I could have done. Memories of what I have done that I cannot undo. And that is one thing that makes prison so bad. Now you think of God's eternal penitentiary. And it says where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Where their worm dieth not. Does that mean that some sort of a worm will fasten itself on the bodies of the eternally condemned? But I don't think so. I think it's talking about remorse of conscience that will eat like a gnawing worm forever. We're living in an age when a lot of people in the religious world don't believe what the Bible says about heaven or hell. Now don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. The thing has been toned down, bold. And it's high time that we just return to the scriptures and find out what's said about it. I want to give you this testimony about hell, the subject of hell. I've seen a lot of people make profession of faith under the preaching of judgment. You know, Jonathan Edwards, you've had a little church history, he's one of the preachers of early America. Jonathan Edwards could make hell so real that people, you know, would just hold on to something unless they just, you know, had the feeling that this might fall in. That famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. I don't know if it's still in print or not. But I don't believe everything Jonathan Edwards said. He was a precocious child. He was through college by the time most fellows finished high school. He was a brilliant man. But some people thought he went too far in talking of the judgment of God. If he did, we have not gone far enough in recent decades to talk of the wrath of God. The wrath of God. You know, in Revelation 6, the great day of God's wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? Did you know, as every day goes by, that God is gathering wrath against?